Please rise for the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please remain standing for a moment of silent meditation, and in your thoughts, please remember the people in California that were injured and killed in this recent event today. Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Nolan?
For our first recognition, I'd like to thank and welcome Dr. Verdone, who is one of Sachem's very own, I'm proud to say, and Mr. Iannuzzi, who's here, and we know him for many, many years for the many hats he has worn in his career, but we thank you both for coming here. So I'd ask you to come up for the first recognition. Yes, thanks.
Make sure that green light is lit.
Yeah, it's lit.
Okay. You'd have to hold it pretty close so they can hear you. The mic is not the greatest.
Well, good evening. My name is Dick Iannuzzi. I very much appreciate your giving us time to be before you this evening. We're here to make a presentation on behalf of the Ride for Life. As you know, Ride for Life is an organization which is fighting for a cure for ALS, otherwise known as Lou Gehrig's disease. We support research, we support our patients who live in the communities around here and who need our support. With me is Dr. Frank Verdone, an ALS patient, someone obviously that you all know. And we are amazingly honored tonight to be able to be here to present Merrimack with a bronze banner signifying the extraordinary achievements that they have done on behalf of Ride for Life and raising money. You know, Ride for Life is, at least at the moment, still considered an unstoppable and an incurable disease. It takes over 6,000 lives every year. And part of the work that we're involved in terms of research and helping patients, can only happen with the support of fundraisers like what goes on in schools around Long Island. And again, the extraordinary work at Merrimack has been a vital part of what we do. So with that, I'll turn it over to Frank.
Hi, as Dick said and Jim said, I'm Frank Verdone, and I graduated from the class of 1978, when there was only one high school, not two. But I am here, and I'm fighting for my life, and I represent the lives of the other 30,000 Americans that are afflicted with ALS, as well as those that are yet to be diagnosed. In May, I participated in the annual Ride for Life, a power wheelchair ride from Eastern Long Island into Manhattan, a 12-day journey. Along the route, we visited Merrimack and received a great reception by the students, teachers, staff, and community. Through fundraising efforts, they raised over $1,200, distinguishing themselves as among the highest of more than 70 schools involved. In a climate of negativity and cynicism, Merrimack's compassion and commitment brilliantly shines as an example of education at its best, helping students learn overcoming tremendous challenge, developing perseverance, and making the world a better place, are lessons to last a lifetime. With my deepest gratitude, it is my privilege to present Merrimack with this banner also, and may it be proudly displayed for everyone to see and know of your accomplishment. I would also like to give a special recognition to Leah Politano. Leah, can you come up here for a second?
Hi, Leah. Dick, can you take that off for me?
Leah really went above and beyond in her efforts to raise funds for the ride. She rallied the students of Merrimack for our cause. Leah listened to our age-appropriate presentation about Lou Gehrig's disease and was so moved that she was determined to help find a cure. I urge all of your schools to consider having us come in to give a presentation for all of your students. And Leah, this is for your school. Thank you very much.
Yeah, stay, leave him there. We'll come behind it. Right.
Hey, Leah, come on back up. Leah, you can push this out of the way for now, okay? Push it over there so it's not in the picture. And we'll hold it up for it, yeah. I'll have to sit. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to stand. So let's put Leah hold one end.
For our next recognition, it's a little bit bittersweet, but I'd ask Mrs. Zano to come up. As most of you know, our nurses went through Narcan training, and ironically, I was at a Suffolk County Superintendent's meeting today, and many, if not most, districts are still trying to struggle with whether they should go through the training or not. So some of the ladies we're going to recognize this evening. I often tell you how wonderful they are, but they literally save lives, and Mrs. Zano will explain that to you now.
Good evening.
Okay. Good evening, Mr. Falco.
No, it's not on. You got to hit it again.
Okay.
That's.
Hello? Okay. All right. Good evening, Mr. Falco, the Board of Ed, Mr. Nolan, and our administration, and our community guests, including our school nurses. School nursing is the vital link in the school team to coordinate and provide care for our students. School nurses are managing diabetes, asthma, life-threatening allergies, mental and emotional issues, safety issues, as well as administering medications and providing an endless list of services to our students on a daily basis. As you are aware, there's been a dramatic increase in the acuity of student and childhood illnesses. The students in our schools are coming to class with complex medical issues and concerns. School nurses provide students with what they need in order to be at school and participating in their learning experiences. Kathy Maloney, Kim Munson, Diane Kuthman, who's not here tonight, she's working, and our sub-RN, Denise LaBelle, are an example of what we as professional nurses consider to be the fabric of who we are. Assessing a student in need and providing life-saving care without hesitation and skill and compassion. Mr. Bleiberger, athletic director, had a prior commitment tonight, but wanted to add that none of these nurses ever look for accolades for the job they do day in and day out, regardless if it's saving a life, which is what occurred at North and at East, issuing Band-Aids or providing a comforting word. These nurses help to protect our students, staff, and faculty in each of our 18 buildings, and they truly are our unsung heroes. It is with appreciation to the Board of Education and to the administration for their acknowledgement of our outstanding school nurses for their exceptional care in saving students' lives, and I'm now honored to introduce Kathy and Kim. Thank you.
Picture. Just like that. Please just turn there you go. Turn so it says Satrum. There you go. There you go. Just like that, guys. Big smiles. You're looking right here. Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
One visitor. Is it Mikhail Lachlan?
Good evening, Superintendent Nolan, President Falco, and board members. My name is Mikhail Lachlan. I'm a ninth grader at Sachem North. I would like to start by thanking you for approving and bringing back Model UN Club. With everything that is going on in the world, the recent attacks in Paris, ISIS, terror threats, and the tragic shooting in California today, coming together with other countries and discussing ideas is very important. In a few weeks, there's going to be a conference in Plainview. While we are fortunate to have this club restored, we will not be provided with transportation to the conference. It is unfortunate that the students at this club, whose parents cannot drive them both days, will not be able to attend. I'm sure there will be missed opportunities for the students, what they will learn and what they can share. I thought about fundraising for transportation, but trying to raise $800 in a short amount of time isn't possible. I know that the district is struggling financially. I wish that there was money for transportation to the conference so all the club members would have the same opportunities as those who don't have transportation. Thank you.
Thank you, Grant. Yeah, just get the date on that transport. When is that going to occur in Plainview? December 12th?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, we'll look into it. Have you tried, you think fundraising will be too short a time to fundraise, huh? Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Business items, bid awards. Motion, please. Sal, second. Terry, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Personnel items, consent agenda, 4A1 through 4D6. Motion, please. Terry, second. Sal, any questions?
Hey, Tony.
Yes.
Can we pull out
and just separate 4C1 and just maybe give them their own.
All right,
can I make a motion?
Before the motion, though, so.
Motion to amend the agenda. Vic,
I'll second it. Okay, a motion to amend the agenda to remove 4C1, Vic?
Yes.
Okay.
Just
well, I got a Sal made the motion, and Rob, did you second?
Yes.
Okay.
Vic, and then Sal.
Okay, you got it? Oh, yes,
yeah.
Fine. All in favor of the motion? Approved?
Aye.
Okay, now we're going to vote on the complete without 4C, okay? Do we have a motion? That's with it out. Okay. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Now, you want this 4C voted on separately?
Yes, I just wanted to thank them both
okay.
personally.
All right, on 4C1, motion to approve. Sal, second. Bill, any questions? Whatever. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, thank you. You have a few ones. Okay. All right, action items 5-1. Approval of agreement between the town of Brookhaven for salt, sand, and general repairs. Motion, please. Rob, second Sal. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval addendum for New York Therapy Placement Services Agreement for 15-16 school year. Motion, Sal. Second. Terry, any questions? Question, Dorothy.
I don't know, Jim, if you would know this or Bruce would know this, why there is an addendum to it? Did the pricing change or something else? Is it just taking the same contract and then putting the addendum in for different pricing?
I'll check into
you
it.
You want to just check into it and let us
yeah.
know? All right. Thank
I think
you.
It was more so the training part was not specifically explained, but I'll check into it and get back to you.
Okay. So we'll approving it, or I guess we'll go ahead and approve it, and if there's something that we disapprove, we can. How
voice
do you want to do that,
voice
Tony?
Voice your opposition, yes. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 5.3, approval of budget transfers, $50,000 or greater. Motion, please. Sal, second. Terry, sorry, Laura, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. 5.4, approval of excess major medical renewal rates. Motion, please. Rob, second Sal. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. 5.5, donation, Spectrum of Dreams. Motion, please. Vic, second. Laura, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. We'll send the letter on that, Jim. Okay, 5.6, approval of renewal of Global Compliance Network Incorporated. Motion, please. Sal, second. Bill, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. 5.7, approval of ADA capital project district-wide ADA curb cuts and transfer of funds. Motion, please. Rob, second. Vic, any questions? Dorothy?
Bruce, can you just explain what this is as far as the transfer?
Sure. Senator Croce awarded, had the state award SACHM $50,000 for capital projects. As part of that grant, we had to match it. So we had excess balances, this $59,000. So we're not using any general fund codes. We take this money to match the $50,000, so we'll do $100,000 of ADA curb cut improvements throughout the district. According to the architects, we need about $4 million worth of curb cuts. So we're going to do it where it's most greatly needed.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. 5.8, approval of extracurricular clubs and activities. Motion, please. Rob, second. Sal, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Approval of payment to FIRST. Motion, please. Sal, second. Rob, any questions? Bill, go ahead.
That's the entry fee for the competition, yes. It is, yes. No. Our students get to showcase their talents and the robots that they build and create throughout the year.
My curiosity, and I don't know anything about this, is, you know, our students, not only our students, but maybe other districts as well, who take the advantage of by this particular competition. It just seems egregious to me, you know, not the money to start a financial school, but I don't know anything about it.
I know with the robotics in general, that's why they have to do a tremendous amount of fundraising as well. But I will tell you this, as a result of their competitions both near and far, many of our students and students around the county receive scholarships as a result of this.
Is this going to be held at Hofstra?
They have different locations, Tony. I'll find out exactly what the location will be this year.
Yeah, it seems like probably the cost of the facilities would be quite expensive for the amount of the ones I've seen anyway.
Right.
Large facilities that they have to pay.
It's
for
over
that.
Several days at times.
It is. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, which could be quite expensive. Yeah. We could always ask, you know, them to give us some kind of an idea as to why the cost.
It's budgeted through the CTP program. There's a budget allotted for all of our career training programs. Technology will be one of them, cosmetology, the different programs that we offer in-house. It's built in the budget, yes.
Okay. All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. 5.10, denial of late transportation requests to a private or parochial schools. Motion, please. Sal, second. Laura, any questions?
Yes.
Bill, go ahead.
Sorry. This is regarding a student who has come here from another country to study, but is not coming to our school, but is going to a private school here on Long Island. And we were asked to pay for the transportation for that particular student. We're going to deny that with this measure on the agenda tonight. But I had some questions out of curiosity. This student has an F-1 visa. And these people from out of the country are paying a lot of money to send that student to that private school, but yet we're funding the transportation typically. By law, do we have to fund that transportation?
The late transportation request is something that allows you to deny. I'm not sure I'm...
Because it was late.
Correct. You have a deadline
My question is one of curiosity.
If somebody wasn't... Could I give you legal advice in an executive session
sure,
situation?
Sure, if you feel it's better
yeah,
to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, Bill, is that up to now?
Yeah, we're
going to
wait.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. 5.11, approval of stipulation of agreement, non-instructional employee. Motion, please. Rob, second. Terry, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. 5.12, session of alternate evening high school staff. Motion, please. Rob, second. Vic, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. 5.13, recommendation from the Committee on Special Education. Motion, please. Terry, second. Sal, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Monthly reports. Yeah, might as well go over this. I don't know if anybody from the BAC is here. I know Mr. Russo is not here. He emailed me that he wasn't able to get here. But he did email me a request to look into multiple items to assist us in the budgeting process. And I gave you all a copy of the list. I'd like you to look at that. And sometime within a week or so, get back to me as to which items you feel that you want the BAC to look at. There are a lot of good items there, but there's six of them that are quite extensive. That's going to take a lot of time, and it's going to take our own staff to be on call for them to answer some questions. It's transportation, finances. So in thinking of what we're doing, we have to understand that our staff is going to be involved in this too. So just take a look at that. If you have any other ideas, we'll bring it up at the next board meeting, although the next board meeting is going to be just for the closing of buildings. But for a minute, we could take and look at that. I'd like to get them moving before we get into the budget process. Rob?
Just one thing. Their next scheduled meeting is actually December 15th. So
okay,
their following meeting is not going to be until probably
after
the holiday.
Okay.
So if we can get feedback back to you as soon as possible, this way we can kind of guide, direct them.
Yeah, on the 15th.
Prior to the 15th.
Yeah, so if you could do that, get it to me. We'll announce to the community what these items are, because I think it's important that be public. But just to get them moving, we'll get it to me before the 15th, and I'll contact him. Okay? Okay. What else do we have? Anything on the Dana? Nothing, huh? You're on vacation?
Am I on vacation? Is she ever?
No, she's not. Okay. We have any more visitors? Future agenda? Updates? One second. Updates, Jim?
Two quick updates. I know we had been corresponding about potential trips to New York City and out of state. When we looked at the trips that are currently scheduled, most of those trips don't occur until March 30th or later, so I think we're okay with that. But there are a couple that were already scheduled and paid for, so we looked into that also. People cannot get their money back, so those trips are going. And then as far as athletics, I know Winter Track takes several trips to the Armory, I think to Staten Island, and they do the Brown and Yale Invitationals. But aside from those, we're pretty much covered. So what we've asked the buildings to do is, if you have not made plans already or collected money, let's hold off until early spring. So, and that's consistent with what most of the other districts are doing.
Any questions on that? Vic, go ahead.
Senior trips.
Senior
so
trips in
are
the
those
spring
gonna
also.
Be put on hold?
No, and no? You know, it's funny you say that, because I remember, you know, it was probably, I'm thinking back, it was probably after 9/11. That was a huge discussion, and we chose to go on the senior trip then as well. So I don't anticipate that would be canceling that.
Okay.
Jim, I have just a question, and I know I don't want to overreact, but it seems like every week in the news is another tragic event, and it seems to be that these, I'll call them crazies for now, but they're going after specific areas where a lot of people are gathering, I guess, for the most effect. But I don't know if schools and your discussion with other superintendents has come up regarding when we have events maybe in our auditoriums. Do we have some extra security outside to prevent people who don't belong there? Is there anything?
Yeah, ironically, it has not. As a matter of fact, I had a superintendent's meeting today. It has not, but I'll certainly touch base with Wayne, and we'll make sure that we take care of that.
Yeah, I think, again, the big events that we have where there's hundreds of people in one area, I think we should just be a little proactive. And, mm-hmm. Again, I don't want to overreact, but I certainly don't want to underreact either. Okay, is that all?
One more, and the last one. It's a little bit of a struggle for me, especially tonight. This whole idea of this substance abuse education and prevention and so on and so forth. I think as the presentation we had a month ago, I think we're doing a ton. I think there's a ton that's currently going on in our district, but never enough. And we continue to explore other ways to educate and inform our students, our staff members, our parents. I think the toughest hurdle we have is figuring out a way to get folks to come to these presentations. I was invited to a forum by Congressman Zeldin just recently on the whole heroin epidemic, and it was certainly There was a ton of information. They had a very diverse panel. They had addicts there, families there, law enforcement, local and national. They had healthcare providers. It was pretty good, but unfortunately, it was quite an empty audience. And so we are continuing here. In the past, we had our presentations at the elementary schools. We're about to begin the presentations for parents at our middle schools. So I will certainly do a few Connect Eds to encourage folks. These wonderful ladies that were here tonight obviously saved lives. Thank God for them. Just before this meeting, I just received a god-awful phone call from some of our graduates, that one of our graduates who is a mom in the district, and I'm going to guess from memory about 30 years old, just passed away from an overdose. So this is an epidemic that I cannot ask people enough to take seriously, and no one is immune to this, no family, there's no stereotype. So, you know, I'm preaching to the choir. I mean, just the fact that you're here, you know, most people don't come to board meetings, but when it comes to this, I have to figure out a way to get people off the couch. And you know, thank God one of the dads who was here, you know, this evening, because his daughter was recognized, he has a history of, he was a substance use counselor. He came up to me just before and said he'd love to come in and anything he could do. So we just met with another dad from the community who is very much involved in the New York City Police Department. He is the go-to guy when it comes to substance abuse and things like that. He offered his services. So I don't think it's a problem in getting folks to come forward and help us with this, but we have to figure out a way, folks, to get our friends and neighbors off the couch, because I don't think people are understanding how serious this is. So that's just my commentary.
Thank you, Jim. Okay, I need a motion to go into exec for personnel and contractual items.
Yeah, collective negotiations, discipline of a particular employee, employment of a particular individual, legal advice regarding transportation matter, and the disposition of property.
Go ahead, Laura. I don't want you to feel bad. Go right ahead. We got time. We're early tonight.
I just wanted to, Paul, when we discussed the clubs, there's still so much confusion going on. When everything is finally settled, if we could ask on each of the high school's websites, like most other high schools do, if they could put the name of the club and the meeting times, you know, like Tuesday, you know, what if you look at Ward Melville or other high schools, they actually list the date the club meets and the time it meets, because there's still so much confusion going on with clubs. Anyway, that's just what I'm hearing. So if when it ever gets resolved, if they could just list the club and the date it meets and the time, that would be great.
I met with Mr. Oquendo today. The memorandum should be signed before the end of the week, so everything that needed to be resolved on that end will be done this week.
We have the second for the Rob. Any objections? All in favor? Right. Now, just a reminder, the 16th, the next board meeting, we're going to be discussing solely school closings. That's going to be held in the auditorium at Samoset, okay, 7:30. We have not received the demographer's report yet, but it should be by the 16th. We should know. Okay? Thank you.